In case you didn't realize it yet, the 2023 New York Yankees are a complete and utter mess. We're going to talk about all the chaos and all the disappointment that this team has put together on this brand new episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, which begins right now.
You are listening to the Pinstripe Talk podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another edition of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered to you by Delahanty Media. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. Listen, I totally understand why everybody is so frustrated with the New York Yankees, and to be quite honest with you, I'm in that same boat. There has been so much chaos and uncertainty and disappointment with this year's team. And it just seems as if they're perfectly content with it. You know, as a diehard Yankees fan, as you know, one of the things for me, and I hear where people are saying, oh, if you're a true fan, you would stick with it. But I'm the complete opposite. I grew up in an era where the Yankees were dominant. The Yankees won every single year. Let me take you back. I was born in 93. So my first real memories of the Yankees are 98, 99, 2000, 2001. Even though they didn't win it in 01, they still made it to the World Series. And I lived in an era where it was never good enough. They always wanted to be better. They win the World Series, they trade David Wells for Roger Clemens. You know, Steinbrenner operated at a different pace. Now, this team and, you know, times have changed. And there's a lot of things that are going on with the Yankees that we're going to try to dive into on today's show. But back to my previous point, you know, yeah, true fans stick with the team through the highs and the lows. My thought process is the true fans are pissed off at what's going on. And that's what needs to be addressed. And that's the issues that we're constantly seeing. You keep telling us that you're in contention. You keep telling us that the playoffs are in mind. You keep telling us that you think the roster in place has enough to get you to the playoffs and make a deep run. But yet, you basically stand pat at the trade deadline. If it was me, I would have gotten rid of anything I could have gotten rid of. Harrison Bader, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, anybody who was a pending free agent, I would have tried to get something of value back for. Why? Number one, this team ain't going anywhere. They're in fourth place as of August 9th. They keep going back and forth with the Red Sox for last place in the division. Do you really want this team to back into the playoffs as a wild card? Even as a wild card, this team doesn't have what it takes to go deep in the playoffs. I would have gotten rid of anything you could have. I would have traded Gleyber Torres while his value's high. Now he's getting hot at the plate and he's going to go into the winter with 1 year left on his contract. Are you really going to give him an extension? I wouldn't. I don't think he's worthy of a long-term extension. Plus, I don't want to see the Gleyber Torres that would come back after getting his money. We saw what happened a couple of years ago when he came to camp out of shape. What happens when he gets his money? It's going to be the same thing we've seen numerous times over and over again. And the Yankees have a weird way of making situations worse. Let's dive into the Domingo Germán situation. We all remember Germán had right armpit issues that wouldn't allow him to start on his regular start day. Then he comes out of the bullpen that same day. The Yankees go a swan and dance that, oh, you know, they cleared him. He was okay. It was too late to start. If that was me, and you just told us that he wasn't good enough to start, but he could come in relief, that's a little bit of a red flag. And then a few days later, we find out that Germán is now not with the team due to going into rehab for alcohol troubles. And of course, you wish Domingo well and you hope that he can overcome the demons, because that's not something to joke about. But did that have something to do with him not making that start? It's just a really bad look for the Yankees organization the way that things have transpired. And you can't truly believe anything they say because, honestly, what Aaron Boone says to the media, I don't even take with a grain of salt. I don't even trust him at this point because everything seems to be a lie. Of course, you hope that Herman is okay. That's the main thing. And obviously, there are things that are bigger than baseball. But this whole situation, to me, just did not seem right. And it seemed like there's more to it that met the eye. And sure enough, there was. And then another situation that, personally, I find hilarious is the Anthony Rizzo situation. Anthony Rizzo, on May 28th, collided with Fernando Tatis at first base and suffered what was then deemed as a neck injury. Rizzo went on a major slump that lasted him basically 3 months. The Yankees come out and 3 months later say that Rizzo has a concussion. You mean to tell me that in 3 months, nobody thought that there was an issue with Anthony Rizzo? Number one, the performance was awful. The guy looked like he never played baseball before. And that's not the Anthony Rizzo we saw before the injury. So that's a red flag in itself. Number two, Rizzo didn't think anything of it to say, you know, I'm waking up in the morning and I feel hungover and I'm not drinking, but I just don't feel right. All this time, I get he was trying to battle for his team and I appreciate that, but for the health and safety of the player, was that really worth it? Was, especially with Rizzo's past history, medical-wise. You know, a guy who's battled cancer and things like that, I would be a little extra cautious with him. Plus, wasn't it a health risk to put him on a plane when the Yankees were traveling? It just did not make sense to me, and I feel like the medical staff really dropped the ball on this one because, number one, you put the player at risk. Number two, you hurt the team because he wasn't even ready to go out there and play. Obviously, his reflexes took a hit and his timing. What would have happened if he would have got hurt or had a fastball up and in and wasn't able to get out of the way? And made it even worse. That situation to me is just scary, and concussions are one thing that I don't like to play with and I never will. And then you look at the return of Aaron Judge. And you have people who were saying that Judge was going to save this team single-handedly. As much as I love Aaron Judge, I'm with you on that. But one thing you have to remember is, one player does not make a team. Does one player help? Oh, heck yeah. His presence in the lineup certainly does help. It's another bat you got to get through. But in the long haul, and in the long run, a 70% Judge who has had his fair share of struggles isn't really going to change the way this team has been playing. And now you're basically relegating him to DH because the toe is still bothering him. Yes, they rushed him back. Obviously, they had no choice. They needed to rush him back. They were getting the pressure from the fan base, the pressure to win. They were falling out of the race. The problem is, the Yankees used Judge as a band-aid to kind of counter them not doing anything at the trade deadline. Oh, we're getting our pieces back. They do this every year. Loaiza's like a mid-season acquisition. Judge is like a mid-season acquisition. But yet, this roster has a ton of holes on it. The starting pitching depth has been terrible. Other than Gerrit Cole and Clark Schmidt for the last part of the season, the Yankees don't have another reliable starter. Nestor Cortez coming off injury. He's still trying to build back. They rushed him back. Luis Severino is terrible, and they still have him in the rotation. Carlos Rodon, already a terrible contract. He's on the injured list again after pitching poorly. The Yankees want to take it cautious with him. Just tell us what it is already. You know, as bad as Rodon has pitched, I don't know what annoys me more. The fact that he's pitched poorly, the fact that he blew kisses to the fans in the crowd that were heckling him, or the fact that his wife blames everything on everybody else. I don't know which one's worse. It might be a mixture of all three. And obviously, your bullpen's going to fall apart at some point. You can't ride these guys and expect them to stay fresh. It's just a complete and utter mess. And now let's get to the head honcho himself, Aaron Boone. Yes, Aaron Boone has had some success in the past, but let's call a spade a spade. Aaron Boone is the front office's version of a puppet. What they want him to say, he says. What they want him to do, he does. The lineup that they want, he puts out. Aaron Boone has no control of this roster. There is no accountability within that clubhouse. There is no sense of urgency within that clubhouse. The level of content is incredible. You mean to tell me that guys like Billy McKinney and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa are getting everyday at-bats in the outfield when you have a guy like Pereira who's been raking in the minor leagues and he can't get a chance? I know he's been hurt, but Floreal, before the injury, he was dominating AAA. You mean to tell me that he doesn't deserve an everyday chance out there? You have Oswaldo Cabrera up with the big league club. Why isn't he playing? What's the point of him sitting on the bench and then you play him once? Oh, you know, he's struggling. That's not the way to handle young prospects. Peraza, we saw flashes of him. He should be up with the big league club. What is the biggest difference between the New York Yankees right now and other teams? Number one, the Yankees pay money to guys that don't belong with that money. That's for starters. Number two, the Yankees have had a bad habit of trying to plug in aging veterans that have no business being on a big league roster. And their development is absolutely terrible. I tweeted out the other day on our Pinstripe Talk podcast Twitter account. I remember, and I was old enough to remember, when Davey Garcia was an untouchable prospect. The Yankees wouldn't trade Miguel Andujar and Clint Frazier for Gerrit Cole. They wouldn't trade Davey Garcia to help improve the team in a time when they were a team that was on the fringe of being a World Series team. They hug these prospects and don't give them an opportunity. Other than Volpe, look at what the franchise has done. You have Ben Roethlisberger on the big league roster. The guy can't hit. But Austin Wells, who you say is a highly touted catching prospect, is raking in the minor leagues. He can't get a call-up or an opportunity either. There is just so much that this organization has failed to do. And during the George Steinbrenner era, yes, you can make the case that, you know, they did have some struggles with developing guys. The core four was, you know, a unicorn, you could say. But what they did do was supplement that by bringing in guys that could help fill the problems that the roster faces. They went through the trade deadline without adding a left fielder. Let that sink in. That's pathetic. That's absolutely pathetic. They went through the trade deadline, keeping all these pending free agents that they probably could have got something for. And let's be honest, of those guys, which one do you want back? Do you want Kiner-Falefa back, who's, you know, a utility guy at best? You want Harrison Bader back, who is an injury waiting to happen? Do you want Luis Severino back, who has been the worst starting pitcher in the game? None of these guys are future Yankee stars that you're holding on to. It's not like you have Shohei Ohtani and you're saying, you know, I want to keep this guy around long term. None of these guys even belong on a big league roster. Kyle Higashioka, the Yankees have an obsession with him. If he leaves, I'm not going to be upset about it. Jake Bowers, who they think is the next Jason Giambi, getting every day at bats, and now he has to at first because they don't have Rizzo. Billy McKinney, Willie Calhoun. These guys, they keep throwing in the lineup, and Aaron Boone keeps saying, oh, they're great ball players. There's a reason why they're free agents. There's a reason why they're not on big league rosters. There's a reason why other teams didn't want them. But yet, there the Yankees are, trying to find lightning in a bottle, with these random players that have no business being on a big league roster, and it's hurting the franchise, and it's hurting the development, and overall, it's hurting the fan base. And if I was a bigger part of the fan base where I could say, you know what, it's time to boycott these guys, why would anybody in their right mind pay to watch this team? Think about it. If I'm a fan and I'm going to Yankee Stadium, I'm paying $50 to just park my damn car to get into the damn stadium. I'm paying hundreds of dollars for tickets. I'm paying $12 for a beer. I'm paying $8 for a popcorn. These prices are just made up, by the way, just so you know. And I'm going to the ballpark that day, and Aaron Judge isn't playing because his toes hurt in, and Giancarlo Stanton's not playing because he's making sure he doesn't hurt himself. And DJ LeMay, who's not in the lineup, because we're going to give him a day off. Why would I pay to watch the backups? And the backups right now are probably worse than what you got in AAA. The New York Yankees have frustrated me to a point where I'm getting fed up with it. And I hope that you are as well, because we deserve better. You just signed a $190 million deal to have a stupid logo on your jersey, which goes against everything the New York Yankees are about, by the way. And you're penny pinching. And yes, oh, you know, you don't make the playoffs, so what? You get a higher draft pick. That draft pick's going to go down 10 spots because of the luxury tax. They were so worried about getting under the luxury tax, they didn't even do that. So there needs to be a lot of improvement with this team, and it starts with the front office. It's time for Brian Cashman to go. It's time. 25 years. The Yankees won a ton of World Series in the early part of the era. Ever since, hasn't been that way. 14 years, no World Series titles? You got to be kidding me. You're the New York Yankees. You have one of the... You print money. You literally print money. You don't even use that to your advantage anymore. And that's bad. Brian Cashman needs to go. Even though Hal Steinbrenner says, oh, you know, he's going to stay. He needs to go. The Yankees need a change at manager. The Yankees need a manager that's going to hold them accountable and not be a puppet. You need somebody that's going to come in and say, this is how we do things here. If you don't like it, there's the door. We're here to win. That's not Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone wants to be the fun, cool guy, gets ejected, shows off in front of national television, which, again, I would be embarrassed if I was Aaron Boone because that is a joke in itself. First of all, it was a strike to Volpe. Yes, the catcher was out of position. He was thinking it was inside. The pitch goes to the outside. That's a strike. Aaron Boone acting like a child. It was like watching like a five-year-old when they don't get their way. And it just seems like Boone is just looking for a way to not watch his team play. Quite frankly, I don't blame him. You're talking to the guy that watched one Jets drive instead of watching the Yankees play the other night. That's how interested I am in watching this team. I can't be bothered. There is one player on the field that I actually care about, and that's Anthony Volpe. Other than Volpe, yeah, when Judge decides to play and when he's healthy and he's, you know, whatever, I'll watch Judge. But the rest of the team, there is not one player that I'm like, I need to tune into this game tonight to watch. I watch games from other teams. I love watching Baltimore. They're young. They're talented. They have a lot of grit. They want to win. They're doing everything they can to maintain their spot in the AL East. I like that. I like that swagger. I like watching teams like that. The Atlanta Braves, who are having a great year. I don't mind watching them. I watched more Dodgers baseball than I do Yankees baseball at this point. And that's pretty sad because they're on the West Coast. There's just nothing about this Yankees team that makes you say, I need to tune in and watch. And to me, this is a rut that they're not getting out of this year. Boone keeps saying, oh, it's right in front of us. We've been struggling, but it's right in front of us. Yeah, everybody's right in front of you. You're in last place. Obviously, everybody's in front of you. When are you going to finally realize that this recipe that you've put together doesn't work? It's like a chef. When a chef puts together a new concoction, right? You're working in an industry and you're trying to figure out some different things that work and don't work. And you put together a meal that you think is great. Then you try it and it's not that good. That chef isn't going to put that same thing together. They're going to make adjustments. They're going to make changes. That's what the Yankees have failed to do. And in the long run, they're not going to make changes because they're content with this. And that's what everybody needs to see. They are content with the mediocrity that has become the New York Yankees. There's no sense of urgency. There's no sense of care. Why? Because they're still making money. They're still bringing in ticket sales. People are still buying merchandise. Stop giving into what they're trying to sell. Mediocrity. If you're okay with that, that's cool. But quite frankly, I'm not. And we need to see change within this organization. From the top to the very bottom. There's not one aspect that you can say, oh, we're going to keep this. We need to keep this the way it is. This is the New York Yankees. Time for some changes. That's all I got for today's Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered to you by Delahanty Media. Once again, I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. It's very hard being a Yankee fan at this point. All I'm going to say today, I can't even say my normal line, New York Yankees, you need to be better. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you very soon.